It's interesting in the life of Jesus how he had certain areas that he kind of hung out in. We know Capernaum was pretty much his headquarters, right? Even though he was from Nazareth, Capernaum seemed to be where he did most of his stuff. That's actually where St. Peter and St. Andrew had their house, even though they were from, I believe, Bethsaida originally. But all along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, kind of on the western bank going up to the northern side, was where Jesus did most of his ministry. And he's complaining here because throughout the gospel we see that he has worked miracle after miracle after miracle. Now, he generally does not work miracles unless people show faith, right? When people make an act of faith, they ask to be healed. If there's faith, then he will do it. Sometimes it didn't seem to require the act of faith when he multiplied the loaves. He was giving a sign, though. And there's something important that's happening. Jesus, whenever he worked miracles, it wasn't just to go around and get popular. All of his miracles were always signs of who he was, what he was doing, the fact that the kingdom is coming. So they're signs that are always meant to lead to conversion. And seemingly, some of these towns who received sign after sign after sign never really converted. And I think what happened is, because we see evidence of this in a couple of different spots, it's as if the towns, instead of Jesus coming to the town, working his miracles, showing signs for them to convert, so in a certain sense, it would be Jesus comes to them so that they will turn to him. They will change. What these towns seemed to do was try to take possession of Jesus and show off and use him to make themselves famous. Use him to make themselves feel good about themselves. It's like, look how great we are. This is the place we produce this great prophet. We produce this great miracle worker. And they tried to use Jesus in function of themselves. And that's a danger that some of us can fall into. When we turn to Jesus, we ask him in our prayer, we ask him to give us favors, but we turn to him kind of the same way that you turn to a vending machine. Like you put your money in, you push the button, and I want to get my Coca-Cola, right? And we don't turn to him in order to change, so that we ourselves have to change. We ask Jesus to bend over backwards for us, but we ourselves don't want to change. And when Christ came, and when he deals with each one of us, it's so that we will be the ones who start to change. We open ourselves up. We recognize, I need to be different. I need to convert. And these words, when Christ says, if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. You know, I was thinking about that this morning. I was praying my meditation shortly before Mass and in a little chapel up on the third floor, and I had the tabernacle door open, the Blessed Sacrament is exposed. And I'm thinking to myself, what are all the things that Christ has done in my life? I'm a priest, I'm in a religious order, I have a schedule that allows me, for example, to start my day out by praying an hour of meditation. I have the luxury, if I want, of opening up the tabernacle door. I mean, I am surrounded by miracles, by grace, by opportunities. I have received a master's degree in theology. I've lived in Rome. I've done missions. I mean, all this stuff that God has given me. And I'm thinking to myself, what would somebody else have done if they received the gifts that I received? Probably a lot of other people, if they had received what Christ has given me, would be holier. That's a sobering thought. The same thing, frankly, is true of a lot of you. Look at your lives and say, what are the gifts that God has given me? The very fact, sometimes we think, well, I've got a lot of faith, I'm great. No, the very fact that you come to Mass and you have faith, that's a gift. What do you do with that? Does it change us? Do I use it for other people? It's not something that if I've received the gift of the faith and I come to Mass and I have access to the sacraments and I go to confession every week, and that is a gift. It's not something that I get to glory in because I'm great. If I do that, I'm just like Bethsaida and Chorazin and Tyre and Sidon and all these places that Jesus mentions, okay? When God comes to me, it is a gift. It has to change me.